Be an effective counselor and empower the client. Financial counseling is defined as a professional field that can benefit from certification and involves taking a client-centered approach to help persons and families to address financial issues and set and meet financial goals through education and behavior change, but that does not provide financial products or insurance or investing advice. The intent of financial counseling is to help individuals and families achieve financial well-being. Financial counselors need to creatively apply their skills and resources toward this goal. Accredited financial counselors, AFCs, need to have expertise in both counseling skills and personal finance skills to be effective in achieving these goals. Personal finance skills include knowledge of how to create budgets, explain tax credits, educate on estate planning, and assist with all of the other subjects discussed in most of this course. The counseling skills include how to welcome clients, break the ice, interview, communicate, listen, and more. These skills can be acquired through both study and experience. They can help counselors feel more prepared and less anxious, enabling them to focus on assisting the client in developing a plan that meets their financial needs. While some individuals have a natural talent for counseling skills and others have more strengths in personal finance skills, all financial counselors can benefit from studying both types of skills. While each is complex, everyone can improve in each area given study and by reflecting on client feedback. This part of the course focuses on counseling skills and behaviors, such as communication, interviewing, listening, and behavioral finance, how human behavior influences people's financial decision-making. Learning about effective versus ineffective interviewing at the outset will provide perspective on all the personal finance skills discussed in the bulk of this course as it relates to the purpose of financial counseling. In Pulvino and Pulvino's Financial Counseling, a Strategic Approach, the purpose is expressed as follows. The purpose of financial counseling is to influence and motivate clients toward acceptable results. Of course, this leads to the question, what are acceptable results? Who gets to decide? Modern financial counseling theory states that the client must define what is and is not acceptable to them. This is especially the case considering the differences in client backgrounds, values, and cultures. Of course, if the client is falling victim to a scam, some intervention may be needed, but in most cases, it is the client's money. They set the goals and are the ones who will implement them, so the goals need to work for them, or they will not get implemented. The purpose of financial counseling is to support clients with the education and tools necessary to identify and reach their financial goals. Effective counselors know they must resist the urge to explain, educate, or advise until the client is ready to hear these things. In other words, until the client is ready and willing to be influenced. When they are ready, rather than overwhelming the client with teaching everything at once, they provide just the needed information or decision-making tools that the client is ready to learn at the moment. To this end, counselors learn how to communicate, interview, listen, and influence financial behavior, but they also learn about their clients as individuals and respect their autonomy to help empower them. Effective counselors. Effective counselors are good communicators and interviewers. Interviewing is defined as a specialized form of communication used in financial counseling and other social work. It has clearly defined roles for participants, uses a problem-solving process, and has a clear purpose. In financial counseling, the roles include the financial counselor and the clients. To be effective, the counselor must maintain a positive relationship with the clients. The problem-solving process has these steps. 1. A beginning, such as to break the ice. 2. Information gathering to understand the client and slash or their needs or goals. 3. Assessment to determine how to counsel the clients. 4. Work to help clients refine and slash or achieve goals. And 5. An ending to close a session or series of sessions. The purpose is to help clients achieve their financial goals, which often requires adapting to the changing needs of clients in real time rather than adhering to a predetermined plan. Counselors need good relationships with their clients in order to effectively interview them and help them set goals and action plans that they will be likely to work toward. For example, they will use self-disclosure, revealing some of their own experiences with personal finance to help the client open up. However, a good relationship is not sufficient by itself. It is also necessary to apply effective interview behavior at the right points in this relationship while avoiding counterproductive interview behavior. While the subject of interviewing and its specialized techniques are explored more elsewhere, it is important to understand that all types of interviews for any type of social work will use similar techniques, such as reflecting back what a client said in some way to further the purpose of the interview. Knowing when and how to use such techniques gives financial counselors a fast track to practice them. Experience will help financial counselors apply these counseling skills in their own ways so they can be genuine rather than contrived or artificial. Counselors show warmth, respect, compassion, and empathy. Empathy is defined as the ability to understand and share the feelings or experiences of another person, often by putting oneself in their position. Being genuine also requires that counselors admit when they need to do more research to find a given answer or admit when they make a mistake. First impressions are important. Contact, The First 4 Minutes by Zunin and Zunin, presents evidence that people decide if a relationship is useful to pursue in the first 4 minutes. People are assessing trustworthiness, whether values are similar, and other dynamic qualities in part based on a person's appearance. Effective counselors need to look the part. A financial counselor should dress in a way that will be as welcoming and acceptable as possible to the range of clients they may be seeing. Unlike one's words and attitudes, it is not possible to change appearance from client to client. Depending on the counseling environment, this generally means clean, neutral, and casual business attire, or its military equivalent for military financial counselors, that conveys a neutral message. Counselor attire, grooming, cleanliness, and smell all communicate something. It is impossible to avoid communicating in these ways. Is it welcoming? The counselor's facial expressions and body posture matter. Does the counselor's face convey tension or boredom, or does it communicate acceptance, attention, and interest? It is particularly important that clients feel they will not be judged or shamed. To be effective, financial counseling sessions need to be safe spaces for clients to share personal information about their financial lives. Even looking or acting surprised by a client's story can indicate judgment and impact how much a client shares. Counselor confidence and calmness help reduce client anxiety. A moderate amount of eye contact, head nodding, and so on is important to show engagement. For body posture, is the counselor slouching or is the counselor slightly leaning in to convey attentiveness and using gestures as appropriate to show interest? The distance between the individuals matters. Being too close can invade boundaries, but too much distance feels less attentive. Appropriate social distancing can vary widely depending on regional and cultural differences. Pay attention to a client's body language. If a client shows discomfort at a particular distance, acknowledge and adjust. If they move closer or farther, accept this arrangement. Effective counselors learn about their clients and their backgrounds and cultures, but always consider that this is still an individual, not a stereotype due to membership in a given culture. They also show respect by being on time. They ensure their interview style seems well-paced rather than too rapid or meandering. Clients who have a positive experience may return for another visit because they felt heard and because it is clear the counselor is a competent professional. Effective counselors show respect for their clients by being prepared and organized for the interview, while being open to it going in a new direction. They have needed forms and resources on hand, and they keep good records that are easy to review later. Effective counselors have self-awareness of their biases, preferences, emotional limits and needs, and limits of their knowledge and experience. Self-awareness includes both awareness of one's attitudes toward cultural norms and toward wealth building. It can be challenging to put the client's financial priorities and perspectives first if the counselor is not aware of their own money-related biases. Financial counselors learn about their knowledge gaps and educate themselves. They use both continuing education and reflection on their own interviewing experiences to sharpen their counseling and personal finance skills. This includes developing financial knowledge, literacy, and competency, which are defined as financial knowledge. The level of understanding of financial concepts needed to define and differentiate financial concepts and financial products. This is the what it is and how to of finance. Examples include understanding what money is and how it is used. Financial literacy, the level of understanding of financial concepts and financial products needed to make informed decisions. This is knowing about the pros and cons of financial concepts. Examples include understanding how to track spending and how to manage money to achieve financial goals. Financial competency, the skills and abilities related to applying financial concepts, selecting financial products, and awareness of behavioral finance needed to manage financial resources effectively and confidently. This is an understanding of behavior and motivation, and the ability to apply it to help develop foolproof options. Examples include automatic transfers to savings and shopping around for the best insurance rates. Empowering the client, a vital principle of counselor-client interactions is that the client needs to be empowered. Empowerment is both a goal and a process to apply to client interactions. The counselor believes that the client is capable of self-determination or self-direction and acknowledges this by creating an atmosphere of mutual respect. Through behavior, words, and actions, counselors prove that they believe each client has both the right and capability to direct their own lives and money choices. The goal is for each client to develop the independence needed to make wise financial choices and achieve goals on their own. Clients learn to modify their own financial behaviors and habits rather than being dependent on the financial counselor to make changes. The client has agency and takes responsibility for their choices and actions. An empowered client needs to be an active participant in solving their own problems. Some of the best solutions to a financial problem are ones that the client has devised themselves. Also, it is only through a client's own initiative that the client will achieve meaningful results. The counselor's role is to provide consistent and financially grounded feedback during the course of counseling. Clients are the experts in their own lives and preferred ways of working. The counselor acknowledges this expertise to the client to help create a partnership. The counselor accepts that the client has had many life experiences that have led to their financial behaviors. Counselors work to understand this context, which helps them avoid thinking that some of these behaviors are deficient in some way. People have reasons for their actions. Counselors learn about these experiences and reasons rather than make judgments about them. Example, in Black Financial Culture by Michael G. Thomas Jr., the author describes how he worked with a client who showed resistance to her daughter submitting the free application for federal student aid, FAFSA, for college. Despite thinking this should be a priority, the author instead spent time building rapport with the mother and learned that both the mother and daughter had apprehensions related to the daughter supporting the family, including her help with the younger siblings. This led to a solution where the daughter made a goal of an affordable school with an easy commute from home, and they submitted the application. As the author says, it is incredibly convenient to assume the worst about a person when we are unfamiliar with the context of their lives. Empathy doesn't live there, neither does compassion. Empowerment and respect for a client's individuality are crucial principles to developing a positive relationship with a client. Most people have had experiences with people trying to coerce or control them. Even if they go along with the influence, they tend to develop resentment, or the changes may be short-lived or just lip service. Because of this, empowerment and individuality principles are not only good ethics, but also highly practical. If a client's self-esteem is supported, the client will come away from the session saying something like, "I expected to be told I should do this or to be treated like a child, but the counselor never said I must do anything. I felt treated like an adult and an individual rather than just another client." Some clients will ask to be directed. For example, a client may say something like, "Just tell me what to do and I'll do it." Practically speaking, honoring this request and being directive is problematic. Often, even clients who are genuine in this request will not be successful if they are not involved in the process of defining their goals and the actions required to reach them. They may want the counselor to take the lead, but what a client wants from the counselor and what they need to be successful may not be the same thing. To be effective, to get actual lasting results, the counselor needs expertise in personal finance to provide the pros and cons of given options, plus a process to help a client feel listened to and individualized. A financial counselor's role is to provide clients with resources, tools, and financial knowledge to assist them in making informed financial decisions. A balanced process should do the following. A running example helps illustrate each step. Learn the client's preferences, even those that may not be financially viable. For example, a client wants to buy a home despite having no down payment and being deep in debt. Discover how the client reacts to external restrictions on choices. The client continues to spend beyond their means, meaning that each month the client has more debt than the last. They want to secure financial backing for a mortgage, but their credit score and financial situation will make this difficult. The client wants to move forward on their dream of owning a home and not address their spending or credit issues, denial. Assist the client in developing numerous feasible options while being aware of your own financial preferences. Resist the urge to impose personal preferences on the client. For example, the counselor asks the client to list the pros and cons of continuing to rent versus buying, thus avoiding the down payment and debt issue for now. The counselor asks the client to think of more reasons to rent or buy to ensure the list is thorough, then to place a value on each reason and sum each side. Respect the preferences of the client even though modifications may be necessary. For example, the client is surprised that the list has a lot more reasons to keep renting than to buy a home but may start saving for a down payment while considering moving to a new rental unit closer to work, which was part of the reason for moving. Interfere in these preferences as lightly and subtly as possible to meet one's professional responsibilities. For example, the counselor asks if the client wants to look into the feasibility of finding a less expensive apartment that still meets the client's needs so they can have the positive cash flow needed to save for a down payment or other goals. Through a process such as this, counselors create a strong working alliance with clients and develop an explicit understanding of the goals and steps of the counseling process while also developing a strong bond on which to build trust and mutual respect.